4.4 is what they decide. Face off to the right, Jonathan Quick. Time for maybe one more shot. The Ducks get the draw, put it in front. Shot blocked as the horn sounds. They got a couple of cracks at it, but I'm guessing there was just too much traffic in front of Quick, and it would have been tough to get the puck by him anyway because there were two or three Rangers there helping block. And tough loss tonight. This team deserved a better than this. At least a point. They end up falling by a 2-1 final.
Yeah, Steve, circumstantially, I think this is probably the best game that the Ducks have played regarding the opposition, right? This was an elite New York Rangers team. The Ducks coaching staff brought into this game a great game plan. A lot of times I saw it, a 2-1-2 forecheck, the first two players in, instead of going 1-2-1, that slight change there, or at least saw it more prevalent, more often. And let's see if the Anaheim Ducks continue that more aggressive nature, at least offensively on the forecheck.
All right, before we go to break, and of course we have Emerson with Alexis to get you caught up on the rundown of everything that's transpired here from start to finish. We do want to remind you that NHL fans, they want to make sure your plus-minus rating always in the positive for this 2024-25 season. Then get tickets to take in an early game this season with the Anaheim Ducks. Think of it as you getting your dry land training done before the season is fully underway. Thanks to Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and NHL, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score up. Final thought, here's the tough thing for me, Emerson. We have a game tomorrow night against New Jersey, a team that started off the regular season well, kind of fallen on a little bit of trouble lately, but you've played really hard against this Ranger team. What's it going to take to get 2 points tomorrow night in New Jersey?
Yeah, you have Timo Meier, you have the Hughes brothers, you have, I mean, the list goes on and on about high caliber players on that New Jersey Devils team. Of course, they now got their goaltender, Jacob Markstrom, and he's been playing well ever since he arrived there from Calgary. But look, it's a skilled team. It's a team that offensively has an offensive zone structure a lot like this Rangers team, a lot of switches, a lot like what we see out of Utah, a lot of high rolls, and a whole lot of playmaking at a high rate. So the one thing that the Anaheim Ducks did really well this game, they dictated a lot of the plays. They took the puck, they moved their feet, they're great off the rush, and they created a lot of plays at a high rate. It's the higher rate that I've seen all season. So they just got to grab that puck and go, as we saw Troy Terry do in tonight's game, or Leo Carlson. It's that proactiveness that they had all game long, even though it didn't gained them the 2 points here tonight. It got them in the conversation to come out with the 2 points, and not really all that matters. As long as they can do that game in and game out, they're going to give themselves a high chance to win each and every game.
So you and Alexis are next, and what do you have right there?
Yep, yeah. Text the post-game show, AD and I, coming up here momentarily at 714-940-2950.
All righty. I want to thank Paul for all of his work here tonight. Known him for a long time, does a terrific job, and good working with him. We might see him, as a matter of fact, in New Jersey pretty soon, too. He's going to be there with us. And everybody back at the studios there in Southern California, good job. Tough loss tonight. Road trip just beginning, though. Game two, as we said, in New Jersey tomorrow. And then it's on to the island for a game with the New York Islanders. And then we finish up in Pittsburgh before coming home. I want to thank everybody involved in the broadcast. The Ducks fall short by a 2-1 score. Stay tuned for all the post-game festivities. It's live, and you're listening to it on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
No. Oh, my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
NHLShop.com. The official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the rock holiday tradition returns. Saturday, November 30th, two shows, Honda Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Bring the whole family to the all-new show. Soaring guitars, dazzling lasers, and enough pyro to keep you warm all season. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert.
Join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Sign up today at anaheimducks.com/kidsclub to get your cool kit along with your special party invitation.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. Anaheim Ducks Hockey is live on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey on TuneIn. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Welcome into the Anaheim Ducks postgame show here as the Ducks are falling on the road to open up this four-game road trip to the New York Rangers tonight. A close 2-1 loss for the team. Emerson Edom joins myself, Alexis Downey, back here in Southern California. Emmer, it was a close game. Maybe one of the Ducks' best games probably of the season so far. They looked great in this one ultimately, though, not getting the win.
Yeah, look, it of course went down to the very end there, and almost you had Killorn there right on the doorstep. You had Leason. There's just a couple of guys just with pristine opportunities to tie this one up late. It wasn't the case, but as you mentioned, this was probably the most complete game this Anaheim Ducks team has played this season. I haven't seen the amount of jump and sustained jump. Guys like Troy Terry, Leo Carlson. How about that Leo Carlson setup to Olin Zellweger, which I know we're going to get to here momentarily. But just those guys are really setting the tone. Terry and Leo, just as far as their footwork, foot movement, their ability to jump on loose pucks, take it and go. It's infectious. Another guy, Robbie Fabry, he comes to mind when it's just overall stellar play on the forecheck. And last but not least, another guy that was really solid on the forecheck and just elevating his game from an intensity standpoint was Trevor Zegras.
Certainly a lot of good from this one tonight, Emmer. We're going to keep talking about it here on this post-game show. But we're going to start with the highlights because most of the highlights are coming from later in this game. So nothing from the first period. However, the Rangers really outshooting Anaheim early in this game. And then we moved into the second period. Lukáš Dostál making a big save with 15:11 on the clock. And things started to get a little bit chippy after that.
All right, here's the puck played into the slot, and a shot coming, tip wide off the post. Dostal covers up on it, and fans, things are getting a little rough. Ryan Strom throws a forecheck, and the officials have their work cut out for him behind the goal line right now.
And at that point in the game, Emmer, I mean, there was that hit by Gudas on Carrick and then that save by Dostal not long after that. Things just kind of started to change. There was an edge in it.
Yeah, for sure. And I actually thought the game was going to get a lot more chippy from that just ginormous hit. No one answered the call as far as dropping the mitts with Ratko Gudas. It seemed like everyone was looking around who's going to be the guy, and nothing came into fruition. But what a devastating hit. A big-time stop, as Steve and I mentioned countless times over the live broadcast. Just the dose wall is always ready.
And he certainly was in this game tonight. And then on the other side of the ice, it was Jonathan Quick, who also came up huge in this one as he made a big save on Mason McTavish, who had a shot on the power play 29 seconds into it.
Here's a play by Troy Terry. Half wall near side. Shoots! Had some mustard on that wrister, but it was stopped again by Jonathan Quick. Terry again. Center it! Oh, and McTavish! Did he catch that puck? That's an unbelievable save.
A huge save by Jonathan Quick there on Mason McTavish, and a great feed by Troy Terry on that one, too.
Yeah, it was a perfect backhand, solid 10-12-footer, tape-to-tape, and those backhands are never easy. It's a whole new skill set, and right in the wheelhouse of Mason McTavish. It was a great shot. It was a great, and he picked the right side there, far side. Jonathan Quick is on the near side post here. He pops out. The big gaping hole would be that far side high area, but he made that one look easy, flashing the leather. And Mason McTavish, a little bit of, I don't know, you could say maybe some accountability. I don't think I would go as far as a wake-up call, but he was dropped down to the fourth line. I thought it was one of his better games here tonight. He got rewarded with power play time, and there he positioned himself on that last play with a brilliant one-time shot that was foiled by Jonathan Quick, who played spectacular all night long.
Yeah, Mason McTavish, 19 shifts in this one, 3 shots on goal, also ending the night. The Ducks, though, second period, 17 shots on goal. The script kind of flipped there with Anaheim getting some more at the net. Now, moving into the third period, it was the Rangers who would get on the board first on a goal from Ryan Lindgren.
As New York pitches on the right wing side, they get it behind Dostal, throw it in front, and the Rangers score! On a goal by Ryan Lindgren, it's his first of the season. He's actually played a strong game for New York. He's been in both ends of the ice a lot tonight. And he finds himself wide open in front of Dostal and one-timed it by him. And New York grabs a 1-0 lead.
Obviously, a great goal there by Lindgren. However, Emmer, for me, it was Artemi Panarin behind the net who had the vision to see Lindgren coming in the middle.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable play. Nice patience there. And good things happen when you just are at the net. Alexis Lafreniere was in the net front, and that puck just seemed to get by him onto the tape of Ryan Lindgren, who made no mistake on the finish. It really was the perfect pinpoint shot in order to beat Lukáš Dostal. The Dostal read that well. He angled it right on the push-off, and it was just really the perfect shot. Those just above the pad shots are just so hard to stop. It's really any goalie's weak spot, just kind of in the middle of everything. Ryan Lindgren puts it home on a nice one-time feed.
And the Rangers kept it rolling. Just under 4 minutes later, Will Cooley had a goal on his own rebound. However, the Ducks would challenge it for offside, and the goal was overturned.
Back to center ice comes New York. 11:20 to go, third period. Shot into the midsection, then a rebound goal. And who gets it? Will Cooley. And he's been very noticeable tonight for New York. Number 50, And the Rangers add to their lead. It's 2-0.
So we're getting the play. It's been turned and the play was offside. We have no goal.
A great challenge for the Anaheim Ducks there. And shout out to Austin Violet on the Ducks video staff for that one, Emmer. I mean, that was a big point in the game.
Yeah, I missed it in real time, the offside play. I just saw the great toe drag, great finish on the backhand. Thought nothing of it. And as you mentioned, just a great job by the video staff, head coaching crew there for the Anaheim Ducks that just made it all happen. Right call. And, yeah, it I did not, on the forefront there, I did not see that being offsides. And even we were looking at the far side linesman, the linesman that was on that same blue line on the far side, he had a direct sight line. But from the distance and just the overall quickness, he wasn't even unable to see that one. He had to look at the overhead view, the one we saw that instantly gave us the nod that was indeed going to be called back. But great job all around and a close call for the Ducks.
It was a close call, and unfortunately, Will Cooley wanted a vengeance on that one, as he would then, not long after that, go to the net. It looked like maybe a kicking motion. It was reviewed, but it stood. It was a good goal.
All right, here's New York going after the puck. They throw it in front of Dostal. Picked up by Fox now, way outside. Miller, side of the net. Look out here. Empty net with Dostal out, and New York will score. You could just sense that coming with the pressure applied by the Rangers. And the goal, they thought they might have scored moments ago. Well, they didn't. But guess who got it? Will Cooley. And it's 2-0 for New York. And
after video review, the call on the ice stands. We have a good goal.
Oh.
So that would go on to be what would be the game-winning goal for the Rangers in this one. Emmer, what was your perspective on that call?
Yeah, if you're just judging based off of my opinion, I thought that was a kicking motion. Now, I know it was a kicking motion. I don't know if they deemed it a good goal because maybe there was some contact with the stick in that whole that same sequence. Maybe the skate came first and then it touched the stick. That could have been a possibility, but I'm not sure about that call, but you gotta trust who's in a position to make the right calls in those situations. So that's the call they made.
And at that point, a 2-0 game in favor of the Rangers. However, it wasn't over for the Ducks. Olin Zellweger got his first of the year off a great pass by Leo Carlson.
And Anaheim back in their own zone. Well, stranger things have happened. We'll see what occurs here. Troy Terry skates back, gets the puck to Carlson. Flying in on right wing towards the goal. A drive, score! A reach out with a hockey stick after a pass from the right wing side. And the Anaheim Ducks are right back in it on a goal by Olin Zellweger, who jumped into the play.
Emmer, that was a great goal by Olin Zellweger. And he had quite a night to follow up his really strong game against San Jose earlier this week.
Yeah, you're right on that, AD. He was, if not the best Ducks defenseman, he was in the conversation of the top two for sure, and he continuously got rewarded with more ice time, as we saw late in the game. I mean, this is a guy who early on the season, he hasn't played every game in the season for Olin Zellweger. So, I mean, he's a guy that he's constantly having to prove himself, and I thought he did a really good job tonight in doing just that, trusting in his play that the coaching staff can put him out there at those late time moments with the extra attacker. But that was obviously everything that came after his goal. What a play by Leo Carlson. I mean, just his cut into the middle at the very last second. If he doesn't cut in that last second, I don't think this play was able to be made. But it goes to show how much of a high level thinker he is. He can stick handle in a phone booth, and that's anywhere in the ice. And it's unbelievable. He keeps getting better, and it's a testament on that play.
Leo Carlson was really skating hard in this game, but I know someone else that you had your eye on in this one. You alluded to it earlier. Trevor Zegras, what impressed you about him in this one?
His jump, it was a similar mindset with him and of course, Troy Terry and Leo Carlson, who we just talked about. But he had that same level of jump that he wasn't waiting for the opposition to come close to that puck. He wanted to get to that puck first everywhere on that ice. I thought he was one of the best forecheckers. Of course, one of the better forecheckers that we've seen so far this season. And a big addition so far is Robbie Fabry. But he had that same level of jump trying to get on the inside. His compete level was a whole lot better. There was one instance where he was trying to get on the inside after a high-low shot. So I loved his aggressive nature. That's the type of play he's got to bring to each and every game if he wants to cough up more pucks from the opposition and just overall have more puck touches. That's going to lead to more points. Well, that's how he's going to have to play like he did here tonight.
So, Emerson, the Ducks, unfortunately, not able to get a point or a win from this game tonight. Now they have to turn around and play the New Jersey Devils tomorrow, another very tough team. What are you kind of hoping to see in that one? You know, it's a quick turnaround, like I mentioned, but what are you looking for them to turn around tomorrow and play in New Jersey?
Well, it's not just tomorrow night, which isn't going to be easy, but really for the rest of this road trip, if they play the exact same way, more aggressive on the forecheck, oftentimes sending not just one, but two guys in that F2 being that much more closer, whether it was a 1-2-2 forecheck or 2-1-2, that F2 was a lot closer, a lot hungrier, so all over the ice. They had better sticks here tonight. Oftentimes, again, the sticks and coughing up turnovers that way, they were getting into, and they've been good in the getting into shooting lanes all season long, but they were getting in a lot of those in really second period shots. They didn't give the New York Rangers a whole ton of opportunities, in particular the last 10 minutes of the second period where the Anaheim Ducks really clawed closer to the shots on goal total for the New York Rangers. So, look, this was just a complete game for the Anaheim Ducks. They got to continue to have this sustained jump for the full 60-plus minutes of play for this next three road trip games.
Got to get a good night of sleep tonight to turn around and play another game here tomorrow. Emerson, thanks for joining us on the post-game show. We'll see you tomorrow in New Jersey.
I appreciate it, AD. I'm looking forward to a follow-up performance here for the Ducks, but maybe indifference, them, of course, taking home the 2 points tomorrow night.
Hopefully that's the case. We're going to keep talking about this game tonight, the Anaheim Ducks, how they fared against the Rangers, and all the good stuff in this one on the other side of the break.
Oh, yes.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Post-game show right here on DuckStream. Emerson joined me last segment to talk about everything that we saw in this Ducks loss tonight to the New York Rangers. A close one, though. 2-1, the final score. And the Ducks outshooting the Rangers in this one as well, 33-32. There was a lot of really good things from the Anaheim Ducks play tonight and stuff that we've talked about in the previous post-game shows, wanting to see a bit more of, even in the pregame heading into this one tonight. And we got to see it. So overall, a great team effort tonight, and that seems to be the consensus from a lot of our messages on our text line, so I'm going to get to your thoughts now on this game. First off, though, before the game, I just wanted to give a shout-out to Ned from Costa Mesa, who sent us a photo at the beach. He was listening to DuckStream, said, go Ducks, you know, getting ready to surf, watch the waves. I'm not sure what it was, but love that you're cheering us on from the beach. Just SoCal things, I suppose, Ned, but appreciate the message there. But getting to some of your thoughts on the game from tonight, post-game, that is. Here we go. The Ducks lost like champs today. The team was strong and played good hockey. Mac T coming out like a bull from the chute to backup. Killer, Olin, and Leo connecting for a beautiful goal. And Olin with that great foot save. Don't get me started on Dostal. We always have the best goalies, in my opinion. Definitely not our worst game. Let's go, Ducks. No, certainly not our worst game. I thought this really was the best effort that we've seen from the Ducks, and certainly the most consistent effort throughout the entire game. And talking about a couple of these players in particular, Mason McTavish, you know, I know Emma alluded to it in the last segment, how he was dropped down to the fourth line last game, but he actually had a lot of ice time last game and a lot of ice time here tonight, getting that time on the power play as well. So great to see from him overall. I thought he had a good game. Killorn, Olin, Leo connecting for that beautiful goal. I mean, Olin Zellweger in this game, there's so much good that we can say about his play from tonight. First of all, he had 6 shots on goal in addition to his goal. He had 21 shifts, probably, like we said, probably the best defenseman for the Ducks in this one. Back-to-back games now where he's just been out there flying, and that's exactly what you want to see from Olin Zellweger. His confidence is shining through, and happy to see it for him. I know that he does like to score. We're happy that he was able to get that goal there tonight. Dostal, yeah. I mean, what can you say about him? We talk about how phenomenal he's been through this first bit of the season. He comes into this game, as I mentioned in the pregame show, going to be his hardest game to date this season. And he had such a good game, you know, ending it 30 out of 32, 30 saves out of 32 total shots on the Rangers. That second Rangers goal, you know, I don't know. I don't know about that one. I'm, you know, obviously officials making the final call there. But to me, it's one of those things where it's such a quick play. So I understand it's difficult to make that call, but did kind of look like a kicking motion. It is what it is. It's over with, but unfortunately that's how it is. And I remember last year when we played the Rangers, I got all caught up about the referees and the postgame show. So I'm not going to do that for this game today, last time we were in New York. So we're going to keep rolling with the text messages. The next text we have here: enjoyed the energy from the team tonight. I was anticipating a 4-1 loss. No. So I'll take it. Still room for improvement, but I think we can feel good about how we fought tonight. McTavish needs to stay out of the box though. And his frequent flyer miles are stacking up, it seems. Need to keep him on the ice, predicting a 3-2 Ducks victory tomorrow. Ooh, I like it. A prediction for tomorrow's game. Yeah, you know, I feel good about tomorrow's game, too, especially from the effort that we saw tonight. I'm with you. McTavish staying out of the box. He's been in the box quite a bit this year so far, especially when you're taking, you know, his first penalty of the game. I understood his second penalty, the roughing. You know, maybe he shouldn't have been called for it necessarily, but I liked his response there. He's standing up for his teammate when Alex Killorn got boarded by Edstrom. So I liked that. But yes, the hooking penalties, those are something that, you know, we've talked about. You got to just move your feet a little bit more. Don't take the penalty. So hopefully we cut that back for Mason McTavish. I agree on that sense. The frequent flyer miles cracking me up a little bit here. But, you know, I think I went into this game with the mindset of they had a great game on Tuesday. They had a few days of rest. You know, they got to enjoy New York a little bit. And I didn't necessarily feel bad about where the team was heading into this one. I know that I really stressed, like, the faceoffs needed improvement. The power play needed to continue to look good. And we saw that tonight. That's exactly what we saw from the team. They were 50% in the faceoff circle. Great stuff there. And through two periods of play, Isaac Lindstrom was our best faceoff circle man. I mean, he was 5-0 in faceoffs through two periods. So that was definitely an improvement there tonight. The power play, they only got one chance, but I thought the power play looked really good. Four shots on goal. And one thing that stood out to me about the power play here tonight is all four of the Ducks skaters, or all five of them, rather, four of them stayed on the ice. The only person that changed out was Jackson Lacombe, and Olin Zellweger came in for the end of that power play. The coaching staff decided to keep Carlson, McTavish, Terry, and Goche on the ice. A lot of names there. And I liked that decision because the power play was really working here tonight on their shift that they had. So a lot of good things on that end, and hopefully we continue to see that improvement and just keep that play. Red from Buena Park. Hello, Red. He said, I thought the Ducks played a very disciplined game and a really good second and third period. They possessed the puck more and started to generate a lot around the net with their speed. The Ducks are a better offensive team when their defense is involved, and definitely would like to see Zellweger's goal, more like Zellweger's goal, moving forward. I like that thought there. Also, talking about bringing the defensemen up on the play a little bit more. And, you know, we have these defensemen that are offensive-minded. I mean, you look at a guy like, of course, Olin Zellweger, but a guy like Jackson Lacombe, who definitely had his points in college. Pavel Mintikov, we know he's a two-way guy. Even Tristan Luneau, I mean, he didn't play in this game tonight, but another guy that does, you know, he is like a as they call it, a Bronco on the ice. So, yeah, I agree. I like the defense getting up and helping a little bit in the O-zone. Very disciplined game. Yes, good point there. The Ducks only ending with one penalty on that end. Technically, you know, McTavish getting that second one, but that was a 4-on-4. But only going down on the PK one time. Rangers got four shots off on that one. So even on both sides on that end for power plays here tonight. And then also just possessing the puck more second and third period. I like that too. Yeah, you look at that first period, the Rangers definitely spent more time in the Ducks O-zone, or D-zone rather, and they certainly were kind of dictating the play a bit more. But the Ducks, I mean, they turned it on in the second period and in the third period in particular. It's tough not to see them get a goal there in the end, but Jonathan Quick had a great night in net for the Rangers, and that ultimately was kind of the difference maker in this one. So let's keep talking about this game when we come back on the other side of the break.
Big 12 Radio is now streaming on TuneIn. Listen to 24/7 coverage of all things around the Big 12 Conference and beyond. From live games to sports talk and analysis, coach and player interviews, and more.
58-yard attempt for the win. Snap, placement.
Oh, he's got it!
Stay connected to the college sports landscape with Big 12 Radio. Just search for Big 12 Radio or tell your device to listen to Big 12 Radio on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffee House station. Just search Coffee House on TuneIn to listen.
They call jazz America's greatest art form, but it's not always the easiest sound on the ears. For when you want to kick back and relax, Smooth Jazz on TuneIn is your personal club for lounging out to jazz's soft, tender underbelly. Search Smooth Jazz to listen only on TuneIn.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. Live news from CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and more.
Israel's soldiers have fought back. With
live sports play-by-play from the NFL, NHL, college football, and basketball.
It's over. Time to say it again.
Non-stop exclusive music stations for every mood and activity, like today's hits, country roads, and more. And radio stations from around the world, from anywhere you are in the world. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
We're back with the final segment of this post-game show, talking about the Anaheim Ducks' play tonight in New York. The first game of a back-to-back as they'll head to New Jersey tomorrow. This is always a long trip when they go to New York. They get there a few days early, spend some time in the city. I know it's quite a time difference, too, when they do get there. So good to get the body readjusted and ready to go. Obviously, two more games out east, and then they head to, well, I guess Pittsburgh's also east, but a little inland before they come back to Southern California for a long homestand. So like I said, this is a long trip for the Ducks and great way to start this trip as well. So I want to get to a couple more of the stats from this game. I mentioned the Ducks finished with 33 shots on goal. The last game on Tuesday, they had 40 shots on goal. So we got to keep that number up. I like to see that from the team. Keep those shots all from all angles on the ice coming, because it's good. That's how you score, obviously. And like I mentioned, Olin Zellweger led in that category tonight for the Ducks. 6 shots on goal. Great stuff from him. I want to talk about Radko Gudas because, you know, we haven't talked about the captain too much this season. And last season, you know, he actually got up offensively, got some numbers there last year. We saw the butcher in a lot of flashes last game. Well, I feel like this was the first game where he was really noticeable this season. Had some big hits in this one, obviously starting with that hit on former Duck Sam Carrick. As I said, duck on duck crime, but he's now a Ranger, so, you know, that's the way it is. So, anyway, Radko Gudas there making a difference here tonight. 5 hits in this one, bringing the energy for the team. And as they like to say, you know, he leads by example on the ice. So, good stuff from him. Brock McGinn, 3 hits in this one tonight. Frank Vatrano, also 3 hits. I'm glad to see Frank Vatrano was all right after he got hit in it. Actually, I think it was right next to his eye. He got hit early in the game. It looked like it swelled up a little bit. So get some ice on that tonight, Frankie. Get ready for tomorrow. Also, McTavish, I know, got hit by a puck on his knee tonight. The guys are getting a little banged up, but they're all good. We got through the game. Everyone's good. So, and a couple other stats here that we have. I mentioned the faceoffs here tonight, how that was an improvement. Robbie Fabbri ended the night 7-3, 70%. In the faceoff circle. So great number on that. And he's just been quite an addition for this Ducks team. I really like the energy that he brings, and I feel like it's been kind of a seamless transition for him to jump in and kind of fit right in, bring the speed, and he plays well on that top line with Leo and Cutter. So I like that trio, the three of them. I know that Killer was up there early in the season making that change. You know, this week that change happened, and I feel like it really has kind of changed the team. I like the lines now. It's looking a little bit more cohesive overall for the team. And we talked about it earlier, just a great forecheck from the Ducks tonight. We got to keep that going into tomorrow. They just look dangerous on the rush, to be honest. There was a lot of good chances, even that in the second period in particular. Isaac Lundestrom had a great chance on the rush. Just tough angle shot, not able to get it past Quick. Like I said, Quick had a great night in net. But another great rush by the fourth line a little bit later in the period, a chance by Brett Leeson. So, you know, it's those kinds of opportunities that you never know how a puck may bounce, get a rebound. So good to see from them. They also were back-checking well. I felt like we were talking about, in particular to Red's text, how the defense was getting up with the offense a little bit, but I also liked the way that the team was getting back for the defensive units. And, you know, that was something that when Cutter joined Steve and Emerson after the first period, one of the things he said was they had to keep it simple, get pucks behind them and go hard on the forecheck, but also back checking well, I thought overall, especially against this Rangers team that knows how to put pucks on net. So overall, I liked what we saw from the Ducks in this one. And, you know, there's a lot of good that we can take from this tonight. Troy Terry, 6-game point streak now as he had that secondary assist on Olin Zellweger's goal. Leo Carlson there also getting the assist, obviously, on that great pass that he had to Zelly. So good night for the Ducks. Unfortunately, not able to get the win, but a lot to take from it into tomorrow. And when I was looking at this New Jersey Devils team, the Ducks can kind of take advantage of where the Devils are at right now. They have lost 4 in a row, with 2 of those losses coming in overtime, that latest one to the Islanders on last night. It was last night. Today's Saturday. It was last night, 4-3 in overtime they lost. So maybe they can, you know, take advantage of this Devils team right now and go into it with a fresh mindset and ready to go. It's going to be interesting, though, because obviously, you know, with a back-to-back, you usually switch goaltenders. And that's what we saw in the opening weekend for the Ducks. They brought in James Reimer to play against Vegas on Sunday. So I'm curious if that is going to be the case tomorrow, if James Reimer is going to take the net for Lukasz Dostal, give him a little bit of rest. I don't know. That's going to be something that hopefully we'll get to hear from the coaching staff early tomorrow ahead of that one and get an answer there. But overall, good night from the Ducks. Unfortunately, like I said, falling 2-1 the final against the Rangers. If you want to stick around and hear the replay of this game tonight, that'll come up after the break. Otherwise, thank you so much for tuning in to the postgame show. I am Alexis Downey. We'll be with you back tomorrow for more Ducks hockey. It'll be a 4:00 start, so we'll have the pregame show for you right here, 3:30 Pacific time, getting you ready for that matchup. Otherwise, thank you so much for tuning in for the postgame show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, and have a great night.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Haven't I heard from...
And some songs you might not expect.
R-E-S-P-C-T.
Then, from the Garth catalog, we got it all.
Thunder
the music, the stories, the Garth Channel. Search the Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play the Garth Channel.
The hottest country tracks from today and yesterday make the journey that much better. That's why TuneIn's Country Roads station should be your soundtrack. Whether you're in the car, at home, or anywhere in between, we're spinning pop and country jams from Zach Bryan, Maren Morris, and Elle King. Plus, some classic gems from pop country's golden age. All on TuneIn, all on your devices. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
TuneIn is your one-stop shop for music, sports, news, and much more. Find all your audio in one place right here on TuneIn. Join the conversation and follow us on social media at TuneIn on Facebook, Instagram, and X. TuneIn.
Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
Interested in what's going on around the world?
We are seeking consular assistance that has not yet been granted.
Or want to catch up on your team's live play-by-plays.
Shea, watch the step back three and got the step back three.
It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
Tailgate Radio is your game day party station.
Playing all the anthems, like this one.
Tailgate Radio. Try to keep up.
Going down till the sun comes up.
Hey, Scarf, from the football game to your backyard to camping to house parties, Tailgate Radio is your party station.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Search Tailgate Radio on TuneIn or tell your device to play Tailgate Radio.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook and the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the rock holiday tradition returns. Saturday, November 30th, two shows, Honda Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Bring the whole family to the all-new show. Soaring guitars, dazzling lasers, and enough pyro to keep you warm all season. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert.
Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go and be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot for the game.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on Duck Stream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.